Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As Mike Tomlin says every Tuesday, good afternoon. You found the PM team. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football. For the next 4 hours, we'll talk ball with you, including what happened on our airwaves last night to the Baltimore Ravens. But we start with Mike Tomlin laying out again the reasons for why the Steelers won a close game on Sunday. And it's really a conversation that needs to be addressed by me, resident Mike Tomlin hater, by Malzi, who has jumped on that bandwagon, by Donnie, who at multiple times has wondered out loud if Tomlin is fit to be the Steelers coach anymore, and by the legions and army of callers and listeners who make up our show, who do not even let Steelers wins get in the way of calling in and criticizing Mike, and several of them, even after those games, still calling for his head, which I understand when you haven't won a playoff game since 2016, and coaches like Mike Mularkey and Doug Marrone, who was coaching the Patriots offensive line on Sunday, have won playoff games more recently, and in Marrone's case, against Mike Tomlin more recently. So Tomlin saying this was a vintage Mike Tomlin win, Mulsey. Here is a stat that we need to talk about, because how does it make us feel about Mike? He is, at the moment, the best one-score game coach in NFL history. He is 98-61-2 in one-score games. That is a 6.15 win percentage. If Sunday's game in Dublin is a one-score game and they win, guess what? He breaks that tie and he becomes the greatest one-score coach of all time. Since Ben left, the 3 years without Ben, three-plus including this one, he's still 24-11 in one-score games. I have a hard time reconciling this because I am someone who absolutely at times in my life, when talking about football coaches, hockey coaches, baseball managers, I've said things like, hey, a guy that wins a lot of close games and does it over a long period of time, that is a pretty good indicator that that person is a good coach, because that means that a decision here or there can directly result in a win or a loss. And they win a lot of these close games. And most NFL games are close one-score games.
What percentage are actually one score?
I don't know, and I'm not sure.
I think it's over 70, though.
And I don't trust AI, because I feel like
Callis
relies on AI, and AI gives him bad stats.
AI, it just contributes to so much internet slop. You got to go do your own research here. Yeah, I think over 70% of the games are one-score games.
But how do Tomlin haters... how do they respond to this at 412-928-9370 that he is the best close game coach in NFL history? 412-928-9370. Do you have a rebuttal, or do you have to just basically resign yourself to losing this part of the Tomlin pro and con argument?
No, I mean, I'm not saying like I have to resign myself to anything here. I think there's some nuance, as there often is, and it's maybe it would be easier to say it's a BS stat and do what I did yesterday. The offense sucked because I felt very strongly about that. I don't think all one score wins, though, are created equally. Like, you can watch a football game, Pony, let's say, and say that it ends 30-24, let's say, okay? Or like here's a great example. Last night, was that Ravens game, despite being technically a one-score game, close? Not really. Not for the last couple of minutes. It was Detroit just letting them go down the field and score a meaningless touchdown. There was not a ton of drama from, what, 3-4 minutes on?
Yep.
So that, to me, is a one-score game that isn't really a one-score game. It's spiritually a much more lopsided contest.
Okay, however, just to jump in for a second, I will concede this. If the Steelers and Ravens are playing a close game...
I trust Tomlin to not screw it up.
So do I.
More than I trust Harbaugh to not screw it up.
So do I, man.
So, okay, let me get into this then a little bit and try to give you my best answer, because I think it's like a truly... very interesting discussion.
I think it's a better stat for Tomlin than the non-losing season streak.
Well, I agree with that. Here is the way I come down on it. And what did you say it was post-Ben in these situations? 24-11?
Yes, he's 24-11 post-Ben, but overall, he's 98-61-2 in one-score games.
Pony, I think 24-11 is even better than the 98-61-2 if you go by winning percentage. You'd be winning,
That's 24 out of 33 games.
24 out of 35.
35, yes, my math.
That's two-thirds of your games, basically. That's like 667 or something.
That is 68.5%. Okay, so better.
So he's been even better since the guy who you would think was like the ace in the hole left.
Yeah, so this, you're right. That's actually a good point to bring up. You can't just say, well, he had Ben.
No, he's been better at it since Ben was gone. Ben won close games with him. He was winning close games with Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
They should give out medals for that. Here's what I think. To go on the con side first, just because I'm going to go more positive, but I'll get like the con stuff out of it. Sometimes, like in Sunday's game, even if it's a road game and you say those are tough to win no matter what, I see him get too conservative too early in games and turn things that could be blowouts or at least like two-score games into what that was, which was a nail-biter just about down to the very last snap. And that frustrates me because I think that is Mike being very comfortable in that posture, but never rarely striving to blow a team out. It'll happen. I mean, they'll occasionally run away and hide from a team, but it's not often. So that frustrates me. And I think sometimes he contributes to games that don't need to be that close being one score games. Then I think about this. Do I watch Mike and do I say, oh, he does certain things late in games, manipulate the clock, handle his timeouts well, do the game management stuff that sometimes means the difference between winning and losing because of how you handle a certain thing. Maybe you don't give the other team a chance to get the ball back.
Yeah.
Not really. He's never been that good at that. He gets defiant about it. He occasionally does it right by accident, but I've never seen him to be somebody who's like, I am going to manipulate the situation. The guy he just beat, Vrabel, very famously did it to Belichick in a playoff game and got lauded for it. Here is what I think Mike does that is deserving of an enormous amount of credit.
Wow. Enormous getting thrown out there.
Well, because it's not just clock management, which stays in a way somewhat static. It's somewhat based on your personnel and the other teams.
Yeah.
He has had so many different players through this entire run where he's been this good at this. He does, whether it's Ben quarterbacking or Pickett or Rudolph or Trubisky or Duck Hodges, he gets guys to believe, it seems, that late in games, when the score is tied or they need a touchdown, whatever, more often than the other guy, by a lot, he gets his guys to believe that they're going to make the play, and then it seems like a self-fulfilling prophecy. His teams might not be perfect in these situations. They might even blow games that they should win. They definitely have. But when you have a guy like Pickett, who is a career backup, I'll just use him as an example, all right? And he is in a game that ends up being close down the stretch, and then he makes a play, I have to put some of that on the head coach. There is a belief that is instilled here in the way he handles his business, and it's different from being a cheerleader.
I was going to say, though, it is the positive connotation of cheerleader coach, what you're describing.
But I think cheerleader is rah-rah, guys, and I think instilling genuine belief in a team is a different thing. That's what he does better than a ton of people.
I mean, I'm not a fan. I think he's worn out his welcome here. I don't think he's ever going to win a Super Bowl here again. I don't think he's ever going to compete for one again. That all being said, this is one where I just take the L on it. I don't have a good comeback. You know, if this were a debate, I would just have to, you know, I might try to scramble and come up with a rebuttal or a retort, but I don't think it's good enough. Mm-hmm. I think this is genuinely a feather in Tomlin's cap. And he's obviously, even for people that think he's overrated like me, it can't be all bad. He's won a Super Bowl and he's been to another. He's coached one meaningless game in his entire career. It's not all bad, but it hasn't been great overall in a very long time. And we know how much say he has on the team, period. Not just what happens during a game on Sundays. So I just have to, in this particular instance, on this battleground, lose the battle and win the war on Tomlin. He has been a wizard in one-score games. Kudos. Job well done. It's like when talking about Justin Fields as a quarterback. Yeah, you just have to say he's a great runner. And then you can say the other reasons are why he's never going to be a good franchise quarterback. We're talking about Kenny Pickett. Yeah, he's clutch late in games, but then there's a myriad of reasons why he's never going to be a franchise quarterback. Tomlin is really good in close games. And maybe it's a learned skill because they play so many of them. It makes him a better coach in them because he's not uncomfortable. And the same thing, it's a trickle-down effect to his players. I don't know. But it's just a mind-blowing stat, man, that in the history of the NFL, he's better than Knoll and he's better than Cowher in one-score games? That's crazy to me.
Well, it's
because I think both of those guys are better coaches than him.
What's frustrating to me is that, well, with the Cowher thing, the thing with Cowher that I always would say actually works in Mike's favor, Mike has established this record in one-score games in a league that predominantly has been more quick-strike and quick-score passing game than Cowher's was, to an extent. Like, I think it's harder to protect certain leads in the NFL now because teams can move the ball down the field quickly. The frustrating thing for me about this is that it feels like one of those secret sauce things that you can't quantify. You can't figure it out. There isn't. He does not do something so well as a coach where you just say, man, like, that's why you never want to be in a close game with him. Cowher's teams, what did they do? They had that crazy
stat.
They
got a lead and they ran the ball in the second half.
If he had a 10-point lead at any time in the game, he was blibby-blib in what, like 1-1. He had one loss in the Falcons tie.
Yeah.
I don't think Mike does any one thing as a coach well enough to explain this to this extent.
Here's another stat for him that's helpful or supportive. He's 15-1 in his last 16 games when leading at halftime. 412-928-9370. I'm not a Mike Tomlin fan, so tell me how we discredit or argue against him having the greatest one-score game record in NFL history, 98-61-2, 412-928-9370. Here's Carlos on the fan. Hello, Carlos.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I will say, yeah, Tomlin has a great record in one-score games, as you're saying. But who are those games against? It seems like we played down to our competition, teams that we should have no problem with. In Tomlin's tenure here, we struggle with. That's why there's so many win close games. Tomlin, his time is worn out. I'm surprised he came back after last year's ending.
Okay, but here's what I would say back to that, just to play devil's advocate. If he's playing down to the competition, as you say, but they're ultimately still winning those games, what difference does it make? Whether you beat a team by 1 point or 50 points in the standings, it still counts the same, Carlos.
You're right. You're right. But it just gets so old, guys. It just gets so old. Every season's a struggle. Every game is a struggle.
But that sounds like... I'm sorry. Thank you for the call. That's the first crack at this. That sounds like a champagne problem to me. We're just bored with winning close games? That's the comeback?
It does, though, like, speak to sort of what I said yesterday. Like, that wasn't a fun game for me to watch Sunday. It felt like if you're trying to project something about this team moving forward, that game would anger you, I think, if you're like me, more than it would make you happy. And, like, at the end of the day, I think we're all trying to figure out right this second, like, what is this team's future? What are they going to look like? And him winning a one-score game that goes on this ledger that we have out here, 98-61-2, it doesn't make me go, damn, Mike Tomlin's a great one-score game coach. It makes me go, why was that game one-score?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
We stalled ourselves out some. We threw an interception, I think, on the third play of the second half. We went three and out after that. I think we got a holding call on possession and 10. And when first and 10 goes to first and 20, there's a high likelihood for three and out football. And so some of that popcorn lack of execution or lack of detail in execution, along with their willingness to go for it on possession down moments, really altered the time of possession. And I think it kind of affected us at times in terms of the way we'd like to play. Initially, we're running the ball very well at the early stages of the game, for example. I thought we had a tough time regaining our rhythm because of some of the sequences and things that I mentioned just a second ago. But you live and you learn, man.
You live, you learn, and you win. Mike Tomlin going through all the problems on offense against the Patriots today. But he got his 98th win as a coach in one score games. He's now 37 games over 500 in one score games. And 24-11 since Big Ben hung up his jersey and cleats.
Couple rebuttals that we've gotten filtering in. Would you like
to... By the way, listen to the PM Team On Demand, Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Go ahead, Mulls.
Couple rebuttals. Fake John and Robinson has cited playoff record. He's only 5-4 in one-score playoff games, 3-7 non-one-score playoff games. He said, isn't this also a byproduct of him being permitted to go 500, basically, and have some seasons and playoff win droughts that no other coach would get latitude for? I actually agree with that. He goes eight seasons without like having a playoff win. I think a lot of other coaches, other than what Marvin Lewis during his tenure,
but that doesn't solve the riddle of how or why when he's in these close games he wins them.
All right, how about recent one
that speaks to the quantity or the number of
so he's
games
an accumulator, the Frank Gore of one score wins.
But if it were, if all I said was he's got 98 one score games and then I didn't give the record, it wouldn't. Okay, who cares? It's the fact that he plays a ton of them.
So the real question we're trying
to way more than he loses.
The real question we're trying to answer
is
what is
it?
I have another theory. He has got for the last basically all of what the last how many seasons? 8 seasons? One of the best kickers in football, which should automatically make you good in those situations.
I like that answer.
I think he's got one of the best kickers of all time, actually.
I like that answer a lot.
I mean, I really wonder,
my answer for recently, guys.
Besides, because Boswell's had like two bad years. 18 was a disaster, and what, 21 or 22, he had a down year.
Yes.
I would like to see what the numbers look like if he even misses, I don't know, what's like a fair amount of kicks when the game is.
Well, go like, how about you just go league average percentage for kickers? And if he's, you know, you could probably do some sort of formula. Pony very famously said that the 13-3 team that lost to the Jags was more like a 9-7 team that Boswell bailed out repeatedly.
True.
Which, yeah, I mean,
2022, he was bad. He made only 71% of the kicks. That was the first year post Ben. The Steelers were 7-5 in one score games that season. So still, despite not having a trustworthy kicker, Tomlin produced a winning season. Hell, if Boswell was better that year, maybe instead of 7-5, he's 8-4, 9-3.
Boswell bangs one from 46 to beat the Ravens in 2017, 39-38, taking a literal defeat and turning it into a win. Beat Cincy at the gun in that season, 23-20. Like, that's just two games I'm looking at. I'm assuming the Brett Hundley game came down to another Boswell 53 at the horn to win it. So, like, that's formal, final answer. He has had an all-time great kicker for the overwhelming majority of the back half of his career.
Okay, here's my rebuttal to that, though. John Harbaugh has had Justin Tucker for that stretch of time, and he's literally one of the worst coaches in the NFL in one-score games.
I have a theory on him.
You can't just pin it on kickers, then.
I think John Harbaugh turns into a space cadet when games get close.
Well, but, Chris.
To some extent, if Mike, like, listened to talk radio and heard everything that was said about him, and I know it gets passed on to him. I'm sure there are people listening right now. He doesn't.
Hello, people listening right now.
He doesn't. Well, to this, for the Steelers' purposes. He does not coach like a guy trying to prove that the haters don't know what they're talking about. And I think John Harbaugh, for as much as I think he deserves a ton of credit for the way he's handled Jackson's whole career and, like, let him have the college offense to save his bacon that first year, I think Harbaugh coaches like a guy whose primary goals late in close games are, yeah, win the game, but I want to make sure everyone knows I'm the smartest guy on this field.
Jeff in Bethel Park's on the fan. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
You have danced around all the points that I'm going to try to tie it together in a neat little math formula that I think will back it up. So you have a just a large sample size. I mean, this guy lives and dies for playing these games. So you that right there, large sample size. But two, I think by and large, the Steelers over his tenure, you know, take the record out of it, because I think, you know, a lot of people talk about, oh, look at the chicken pot pie he made out of chicken bleep with these rosters, you know, to go 10-7. I think it's the opposite. Look at what he hasn't done with the talent he's been given. I think that he has had, generally, in regular season tenure, more talent than the opponents in most matchups. And so I think when you get to a one-score game, it's not him winning them. It's his freaking team bailing him out.
Okay.
They're better than the other team
okay.
in most places.
All right, but you would say that post Ben. So 2022 with Trubisky and Pickett, 2023 with Pickett, Trubisky, and Rudolph, last year with Russ and Justin Fields, you would say that's true? That they've gone into games?
Yeah, but look, that's only 3 years out of how many he's coached. So
I know, but in those he's 24-11 in those 3 years, though.
Well, I mean, he's had good defense here and there. I don't know. I mean, you know, he's not the worst coach ever, but I still think that by and large, it's been the talent of the players on the field that have bailed him out.
But then we got to give him credit for bringing those players here, because that's what he is. He had a lot of say in the football decisions that they made in terms of drafting and acquiring talent. Look, man, I just know this. I have to be true to everybody here. If you gave me this record for Bill Belichick or Andy Reid in close games, I'd want to give those coaches credit for those stats. I would. And Andy Reid went 11-0 in one-score games last year. He and Mahomes got credit for that.
I know, but I think the problem is we wouldn't even need to have these discussions about those two coaches in their primes, because they're winning titles, and that's what you're judging them on. This almost feels like a conversation that's being had in part because Mike Tomlin hasn't won anything of significance to fans in this town in almost a decade. And it's like, well, hey, here's this statistical quirk about this guy. Can you believe this? He's actually, like, managing, you know, he's finding a way to win these one-score games. Sure, when they play in the playoffs, the game is over 15 minutes in, but, man, would you look at what he does when a game is close
know,
in the regular
Chris,
season?
I know it's not apples to apples, but you just played a big round of golf today.
Oh, and I am sweating right now.
If there was a guy who had a reputation where If he's tied for the lead going into the back nine, he wins that tournament 62% of the time or whatever the number is. You give him credit for that.
They gave Tiger tons of props for being an absolute killer if he had the 54-hole lead until Y.E. Yang ran him down at the PGA Championship one year.
Here is, let's go to Emmanuel. Oh, no, yeah, Emmanuel and Carnegie. Hello, Emmanuel.
All right, and I'm going to just, for a disclaimer, I'm not a Mike Tomlin hater. I think he's just an average coach. But here's some numbers. Against the spread, he's only 52%. And as a favorite, he's below 500, 47%, 47.8 as a favorite. Just like the first caller said, they're playing against a lot of mediocre teams. And I think this season so far has been a microcosm. You needed five turnovers to just win by 7 points. And you needed Chris Bosh.
No doubt. Your point. Let me ask you this, though. If I had Mulsey dig this up, what Mike Tomlin's record in one-score games is against Baltimore for his career? If it's a winning record against the Ravens, would you give him credit for that, or would you still say it's against mediocre competition?
I'm a fair-minded person. I give him credit when credit is due. I'm not a Mike Tomlin hater.
Okay.
I see it as it is.
Well, then give me that, Chris, when you get a chance. Give me Tomlin against Baltimore in one-score games for his career.
We're digging right now, Pony. Don't worry.
Get that shovel out.
We're firing up the old machine here. Can you take another caller?
Donnie, what's your take on this? I mean, it is a crazy stat that he's this good in one-score games.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I haven't been one to deny that the guy is a good coach. I think you can say that and also say that things have run dry here. The message is stale, like whatever phrase we want to use. The guy can win 8 or 9 or 10 games every season with just about anybody on his roster. But where he falls short of the great conversation is what he has failed to do for nearly a decade in the postseason. And I think one of the other callers referenced it, what he failed to do with some all-time talent on his offense. I mean, when they had the Killer Bees, to not even be competitive in an AFC championship game and to only make one AFC championship game appearance.
So do you think
it has to be a a better
all right,
run
I got
with
a,
those
I got
guys.
An answer for you guys.
Go ahead.
He is exactly 18-18 against the Ravens in one-score games. Playoffs and regular season in his career. Dead even.
But I don't think that I've ever said, like, yeah, he's a bad coach. I think it's just gotten to a point where there's a clear ceiling with what happens while he's here.
Here is Lee downtown. Hello, Lee.
Yeah, it's quite disappointing to hear some of these guys' takes. I mean, you're looking for every reason when the facts are in front of you. Like, it just call it.
I'm not doing that. I'm giving him credit for it.
No, not you. I'm actually surprised by your take, Andrew. I'm kind of encouraged by it. But I'm hearing Chris, you're like, well, he doesn't show me, like, systematically how he's doing it. So you can't get around coaching with just rah rah, and I think a lot of people just think this guy.
I don't,
rah-rah.
But I to be. Let me be very clear. I will say I think the Lee. I'm going to let you finish, man. I think that the rah rah stuff is an embarrassment. When Terry Bradshaw called him a cheerleader, I thought Terry was showing his ass on that one, and still
great.
Do.
So what my point is, when you're saying that he's not showing me like his tactics on. He's great at the second half. And, like, I think what Donnie was trying to say, I do think he's a great coach, but I do believe, yeah, your message could run stale, and maybe he needs to go somewhere else. But I think us trying to deny his greatness of him being a great coach, you're just making it up. I'm hearing people talk about, oh, the teams he's going against. They're all NFL teams. What are you talking about? The players are getting paid to play, like. So talking about, well, he's going against mediocre teams, if this was a Mike Vrabel stat or a Sean Payton stat, people would be going crazy. Like, look at that.
I mean, from afar, I would, no doubt. If you told me that Sean McVay had this win percentage in close games, I would absolutely want to give him a ton of praise for it. Here is...
Hold on, before you go to the call, I think there's another thing I will say is a skill of his. I do think Mike, he does it a lot against the Ravens, and it's lately he's done it. But I think even sometimes against teams that probably should beat the Steelers, like I don't know if I looked this up when he's an underdog, what his win-loss record in one-score games as an underdog is. I think he uglies up games against teams that maybe otherwise should beat the Steelers sometimes. Like the Bengals game with Burrow a couple years ago is a classic example. Just to even get that game to the point where it could be a one-score game
is something, the Buffalo opener.
Yeah,
the year
it's
that.
Something of a skill. He does have an ability to put like a voodoo curse on
and
a more talented team.
He ugly'd up a lot
team.
Of Lamar Jackson.
That's
games
what I mean.
Until the
like,
last
he,
two.
He's like basically what did I used to say? I think on the air, I would say he would drag better teams with better quarterbacks into the mud, and that to some extent was a skill of his.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Carson Wentz is their starting quarterback this week, and that certainly has our attention. He's a Grizzly veteran. Oftentimes, particularly when you have a young, inexperienced quarterback, there's some big-time benefits of playing with a vet backup. The veteran guy oftentimes does the intangible components of the job very well. They communicate and articulate the schematics and the plan to others. They uplift guys and get people lined up. They oftentimes are able to carry more schematic responsibility and so forth at the line of scrimmage. And so I don't necessarily view it as a negative thing for the Minnesota Vikings, at least in the short term, that Carson is playing for them. We were in a similar situation a year ago. We were playing in Indianapolis, man, and I commented to the guys that, you know, keep Richardson upright. Don't put Flacco in the game. And, you know, Flacco ended up in the game. And I think that's oftentimes some of the things that you can run into when you run into a veteran guy.
Time for our PM Team Talmudism of the Week. Segment brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is Leaning Cast Brewing Company's Golden Doodle. It supports Harmony Dog Rescue's outstanding efforts. Mike Tomlin describing Carson Wentz as a grizzly veteran.
Watching that Carson Wentz, it's like a murder scene.
Ugh. It's like watching a bear.
It's like CSI. Yeah, eat
frisking salmon.
Out
of the river.
Frisking salmon? That's what they call it?
Cajoling salmon out
no,
of the
river. No, I think you might have used the right word. I don't know. A grizzly? Or does he mean G-R-I-Z-Z-L-Y like he's bearded and...
No, I think he means grizzled veteran,
I know
but he just
means
doesn't
grizzled.
Know...
No, he knows the word. I think he just misspoke. What if he's just like, I know Pony and Muller do their Tomlinism of the week. I'm going to call him a grizzly
is
veteran.
Is it? Does he know the difference? It's
he
like
knows.
Some people that say, instead of intents and purposes, they say intensive purposes.
Oh, well, that's like one of those, what isn't that, a malapropism?
Or
when
people
says that
say, this team's got a really good wide receiver corpse instead of core. Because they see it
well,
spelled
if DK Metcalf goes down, it will be a wide receiver corpse.
Wait, what's the intensive purposes has always been a favorite of mine because I think I used to screw that one up. There've got to be like a list of those
grizzly veteran.
Those malaprops, common malaprops. Grizzly veteran.
Yeah.
He trots out there on Sunday looking like Grizzly Adams.
Oh, how about technically hook and ladder is not like the term. It's a hook and lateral, but everyone just calls it a hook and ladder play.
Or how about I could care less?
Couldn't care less.
Irregardless
is another big one.
My ex-girlfriend, circa 2000, late 07 into 08, said irregardless. Smart person. She was. Still is, I assume, a smart person.
What happened?
Would say irregardless. And it was nails on a chalkboard to me.
What happened?
It just wasn't going to be right long term.
Really?
Yeah, you just kind of know. Don't you?
Yeah. I guess so.
He's a Grizzly veteran. Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
Tomlin started his Vikings breakdown by mentioning Wentz. I think he feels like Wentz, given the system he plays in, and also Wentz's own experience against the Steelers, like Wentz is the best quarterback they'll have seen in these first four games. I think he wants to get his team's attention too, like, hey, this is not your garden variety backup. And lastly,
if you're Sam Darnold, do you get word of this and you're pissed off? I guess Wentz did get MVP votes.
One thing that has become more obvious after listening back to that answer, I do not think Anthony Richardson will be the Steelers' quarterback in 2026 if and when Aaron Rodgers decides to retire and they're looking for some kind of bridge guy. When he just very matter-of-factly relays this story of the Colts game around this time last year when he was keeping his fingers crossed that Anthony Richardson didn't get hurt because he did not want to face Joe Flacco. And he was clairvoyant about that, Donnie. Yeah,
Flacco came in and carved him up like a Christmas
ham.
Flacco
came into the game and cooked them up like a Christmas ham.
I still remember the pregame show from that day. That was my big fear because we knew that Richardson was a guy prone to being injured.
Yes.
And even though he looked good early on, I think they would have figured him out. Like, that's the type of QB they figure out in the second half and probably complete that comeback. My fear was that Flacco enters that game, the Colts give him any time to throw, and they would be in trouble.
I, too, remember that pregame. I was in Indianapolis, and Mark Cabali couldn't figure out how to get the phone video to work. So I had to hop on and do the pregame with you for most of it. In the same exact press box with an iPhone just like Mark, and I got the video to work perfectly fine.
Yeah, it wasn't lost on me that you and Jason managed to do that pretty flawlessly, and Mark acted like I was asking him to reinvent the wheel.
Cabali complaining and acting like something was beyond his capacity? That Mark Cabali? Not him.
Cabali hasn't piped in and asked Tomlin any questions lately at the press conference. What's up with that?
What do we think it is?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I think McAfee loves those Cabali questions that get a rise out of Mike,
moments.
And then they can replay those on the air.
He does.
Speaking of Tomlin, how do the Tomlin haters explain his unbelievably good record in one-score games? Here is John on the fan to take a stab at that. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, listen, I think it's a stat. Like every other stat, there's numbers, there's dang numbers, and there's lies. It's a stat. He also is unbelievable in prime time games, too, there where he has this great winning record. You know, how many should he have 98 one-score games? I don't know what the average of Power and Knoll and some of our other coaches out there were, but here's the thing. I think he's a hell of a coach. I really do.
Okay.
He's also paid to win all games, which... You know, he's at, what is it, like 9-8, 9-7 over his career right now? Pretty good, okay. But he's not winning playoff games.
What do you mean 9-8 over his whole career? I don't understand.
If you looked at the average, his season average for each year.
His season average is a lot better than that, though,
yeah.
Man.
Like he does have a losing record in the playoffs.
Yes.
That's true.
That's objectively true. But, like, if we're looking at his season average, he wins, what, 61, 62% of his games? Something like that? He wins a lot more regular season games than he loses.
Here is another John. This one's in Crafton. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. I'm going to give you your ammo. I got the answer, but I am a Tomlin, not a Tomlin hater. I think he's a great coach. He's going the to the Hall of Fame, and we all should enjoy it. He's not a mediocre, Mike. I mean, mediocre would mean you get to playoffs every other year, or you're 9-8, and then you're 8-9.
No, but it's pretty mediocre to go this long without a playoff win when you look at some of the other franchises that have won playoff games, including every team in your division since the last time they won one.
So here's the deal. So in the one-point games, that's how this guy's designed. This is his formula, man. And it's frustrating because everybody else knows that, but he wants to be tight at the end of the game, and our defense will make you force a young, inexperienced quarterback or OC or head coach into losing the game.
So you
not
think
that
he likes,
winning it.
You think he does like games being close? I think he said that once.
It's his formula. His formula for sure. This is what you get. Some people are known for West Coast offenses, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. This is what Mike's formula is. Now, the ammo is, I don't think the NFL is like that anymore. I think the NFL favors the offense too much. To try to win it with your defense at the end of the game. This year will be an interesting year because I think we got the QB that can convert to third down, can eat up all the clock, et cetera.
And conversely, they have a defense that concedes and gives up every third down, especially third and long.
Yeah, but I think we got new guys, and Mike usually gets that rounded out. The problem with the playoffs is you can't go into the playoffs thinking you're going to win by 1 point. You got to go into the playoffs thinking you're going to blow the team out by 30 or 40.
So as long as he adopted that mindset, he'd be a great playoff coach? You think that's all it takes? Is to just say to yourself repeatedly, we're going to blow this team out over and over again, and then eventually it will happen?
Well, I think he's got to take an offensive mindset a little bit more.
Thank you. Offensive mindset, I'm happy they won, and I'm not going to take anything away from their win. But they had 206 yards of offense against New England. I don't know if he really is of the opinion.
You're actually giving them too much credit. They had 203.
All right. More of your thoughts on this.
Starkey, yeah? By the way, I will just tell you, I have not read these yet or on the air. Starkey sent me a veritable book of explanations and undercutting of Mike's record.
I think he sent me the same thing, just a list of quarterback names.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.